Hello, everyone. This is Ginger from Grand Rapidians Play Video Games, the podcast you're about to listen to. I'm coming in solo this week. We got another of our co-hosts out of town. And honestly, we could probably use a slight break. We've been going pretty hard on new episodes every week, so we are going to grant ourselves a little space and re-release an episode. Now, I know we've done this a couple times in the last month or so, so I am going to make sure Will and I do something special for the Patreons, because they, you know, they are kind enough to send us some money for early episodes. Also, you know, I don't want to hesitate to say fuck Cop City, because that is my thing. We need to make sure that this does not get built in the Weelawney Forest in Atlanta, Georgia. Also, please go find in the show, you'll find in the show notes, Atlanta Solidarity Org on top of the repeat episode. Please, if you can, at least go share it. That's free. If you can donate, that's awesome. Follow Stop Cop City on Instagram and Twitter, and I'm sure on all other platforms. They give up some pretty good updates. But after all that, listen to this re-release of whatever episode I decide to pick after I am done recording this. Love y'all, and we will catch you on the flip side in an episode or two with some new games, new drinks, and we love you and take care. Death to fascism. Welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Yeah.
Great. Where every week, some former video game world record holders talk about beers.
And a guest.
And a guest today.
Yeah.
We got a guest back. We don't talk about the guest, we talk about video games.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. Also, some kind of adult beverage review, or maybe mother's milk of adult beverages.
That sounds gross.
It's just sucking, water. It's
like sucking from Pawpaw's tea.
Pawpaw?
Pawpaw.
I bet. Not another D&D podcast reference.
Alright. So, yeah. Today, we're here with...
I'm Ginger.
Yeah, with Ginger.
Dallas.
Mad Hatter Smurf.
Again.
My name is Willie, and I'm a cryptozoologist.
Why?
Because all you need to do to become a cryptozoologist is say you're a cryptozoologist.
So then I'm a cryptozoologist as well.
So I'm a cryptozoologist.
Because you said you're a cryptozoologist.
You are now.
We are all also cryptozoologists along with video game players.
All right. This is going to be week number two of hams. Today, instead of hams light, we're going to drink
regular hams.
Just hams.
Just hams. Regular hams.
Sandy.
I'm just gonna have water again.
So this one is not quite as light as Ham's Light, obviously. It tastes a little bit more grainy.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit stronger. It's got a little bit more alcohol. Still just as cheap.
Well, That's a little lame. If the special light is just as much as the hams, I'm good.
You want to take a little sip?
No, see I if you can describe the flavor. Hams.
I think it's very similar to the last one, just a little bit thicker. It's probably more about the calories or what they're.
Yeah.
Less water added to it.
Yeah.
Less
so, yeah,
watered down.
I use this. I mean, I like it more than PBR, more than Budweiser, more than Busch, more than all the other cheap beers.
But I still don't want
it. And it's even cheaper than the other cheap beers.
Hey, so that's always a plus. Yeah, I don't even think most people would tell the difference between mean, especially after the first couple.
Yep. But yeah, I use this as the basis. Put it right in the middle at 2.5 out of 5. And so every other beer I drink, I say, is it better than Hams or worse than Hams?
And that's how I rate it. He so does. It's hilarious.
I would give it a 3.25.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very similar. That one, I've had it before. I think I gave it like 2, 2.5 or something.
Yeah, I thought it was lower than that. I thought you gave it like
1.5.
Yeah.
I might have. I don't know. I don't have my pocket computer on me to see.
It's considered. But
you can always check my Untappd. I'm Ginger42 on Untappd if you want to friend me.
Yeah, it's wheat free, so if you're on the wheat belly diet, it's safe for you. Or if you're just allergic to wheat and not other gluten products, it's safe for you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's not
true. Yeah. And what else about it?
It's Hams.
It's Hams.
Yeah. So.
Since 1865.
Yep.
Born in the land of sky blue waters.
Sky blue waters. That's what's key. Yeah.
Golden head.
That's what he said.
All right. Yep. I think that's about it. Does it say how much alcohol? It doesn't. I'd have to look that up. Too bad I don't have no pocket computer to do that.
Yeah.
Nope.
Now it's time for a real life XP.
MCR.
Tinker.
Tinker.
All right, so I'll go first this time. This week, I leveled up. Maybe I leveled up. We got counterpoints for that. I got real life XP by finishing reading a book.
Ooh.
It's like a real, actual, physical paper book.
Nice.
Yeah. Definitely worth it.
Yep.
That's a level up.
I've been slacking on the reading, but I finally finished Shada. It was a lost, never-produced Doctor Who script written by Douglas Adams.
Oh,
nice.
And, another Adam, another author took his script and turned it into a novel. And so it's a funny, it's cool Doctor Who story that has lots of, like, flavor of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in it.
Sweet.
Yep, there's an alien who doesn't really understand fashion. He's got a ship that turns invisible. They're trying to look for a book because it's the key to Shada, which they don't reveal. I won't give it away. They reveal that towards the end of the book, what Shada actually is.
Okay, awesome. That's cool.
Yep, there's another two other Time Lords besides the Doctor. It's, I think, Tom Baker. Is he the Herp Doctor with the big scarf?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, the big scarf doctor. I'm like, did you see the giant herpy on his mouth?
He's got the robot dog in this book. Canine.
Okay.
I forget the other Time Lord, the girl, female Time Lord that's traveling with him. And then there's a professor at a university in Cambridge.
Okay.
Who is also, turns out, to be a Time Lord.
All right.
Honestly, I can see Doctor Who fitting into Hitchhiker's Guide, like, universe. That's very similar. That's great.
They almost mentioned The Hitchhiker's Guide. They're talking about replacing the key book with another book at one point. It's like, oh, what book was it? I don't really remember. I think it was The Hit. And then he gets cut off before he says Hitchhiker's Guide.
So how many points do you think you got for this?
Let's see. I read a book. It was really good. I think I get 326 points.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
I would say definitely at least get experience points for every page in the book.
All right.
It's actual paper.
Yeah. I think it was probably around 300-400. So 326 might be the number of pages.
That'd be pretty
awesome. Let's just say I guessed it right.
But you definitely level up, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
How did I get some real life experience, did you ask?
Yes, I was asking that in my mind. I'm glad you can read my mind.
Only this time. Don't ask me to do it again. So, I, once again, since we decided to have a food garden, I weeded the garden and I've been watering the grass so it's not crispy, crunchy grass. So, I think I get, like, I'm going to say 26 experience, because it's just watering with the sprinkler and pulling maybe a couple hours of just grass out of the frickin' garden, and I saw, I think, 3 more pop-up tomato plants. Yeah.
So, 1 XP for every time you move the sprinkler comes out to about 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Sure. Sounds good.
It's been nice outside, too.
Yes. Not too hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Dallas, how did you get XP?
I got a gas-powered skateboard, and it's probably broken at least a couple hundred times. I've gotten it working again, but honestly, it's on its fat last runs, most likely, so... I've had the thing for at least 4 or 5 years now.
Okay.
So I at least 100 EXP, but I didn't level up this time because it's dying.
Yeah,
so.
It's dying.
Well, level 1 is 50 points, level 2 was 125, and then level 3 is at 200.
Well, no one's counting. Because we don't count them because Simon's not here.
Yeah, I was just going to say, last episode, Dale has got 9,001 XP, so...
Yeah, and I got, like...
That's at least level 4 right there.
If you remember, you don't get to go up more than one level at a time. That is the old D&D rule. Even if you've gotten 1,000,000 XP, you don't get to go up more.
I don't think we agreed on those rules.
No, I was going by the Earthbound rules, where if you just get Jeff... And you kill a big enemy, he can go up like 4 or 5 levels based off 1 enemy.
But none of our points matter because Simon's not here.
Yeah, so this is the whose line is it anyways level up of the week.
I was thinking the same thing.
So.
The classic one, also by Drew Carey. Yeah. Not the new one.
There's a new one?
A couple more times you'll probably have to fix it before you get rid of it, huh?
Yeah, it's getting to a point where it's probably going to be cobbled together a couple more times. Unless I come up with a good fix for it, it's going to have to be put to rest. I mean, it's been welded together so many times now.
You can only weld it so much, the same piece of metal.
Yeah, once you get to more weld than metal, normally it's
it's not good.
Hey, Ginger, you over there?
Yeah, I'm over here.
What you play?
What game I play?
What game you play?
Hungry Shark World.
Is that a sequel to Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Probably not.
All right.
So, Hungry Shark World, you're a shark and you eat stuff.
So what system did you play it on?
I played it on the Switch. So, you start out as little sharks, and you eventually unlock giant sharks and, like, some prehistoric sharks that aren't around anymore. Or
would you say you start out as a baby shark?
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Uh-oh.
No, you're not a baby shark.
Okay.
Not at all. A little adult shark. Just a small shark. A small shark that's hungry. So you just eat stuff, you, have some missions to do, like finding, like, certain, like, coins or stones, just certain missions, and then once you accomplish them, you unlock, those. You also can get, like, add-ons of clothes and other items to, like kind of boost and help you not lose life, because if you're not eating, you're losing life.
Right.
So you have to constantly be eating. You can get different outfits, which are really funny. You can, like, jump out and eat animals outside of the water, birds, like combos, people.
And stuff like that.
Yep, you get combos. You can get, like, Gold Rush, which everything turns to gold and you eat it. If you get Mega Gold Rush, you can, like, eat everything, including giant bombs and big giant jellyfish. Yep,
if you jump high enough, you can, like, eat seagulls out of the air, go along the beach and eat.
Very high-paced game.
It's really super cartoony as well. Like, it's really cartoonish. But they do have actual, like, real sharks that you're at, like, if you can find,
like,
find
them in the wild. Violence.
Well, some of them are based on real sharks.
Some of them are. Some of them are not.
Imaginary. Like, the zombie shark.
The dinosaur shark. Dinosaur shark with, like, a saw, like, lip and shit. Like, I highly doubt that was real. Don't at me.
It's also a mobile game.
Yeah, it is.
You can play it on your phone
game.
For free, I believe.
Nice.
It's set up as a mobile game where you gotta collect the in-game money to buy the different sharks and power-ups.
Yep. You can have, like, little buddy sharks, too, which is nice. There's one that is a snapping turtle that can explode bombs. There's a ghost shark that can eat other ghost sharks.
And the whole companion
thing. There's, like, there's, like, an eagle that will, like, help you kill other birds and stuff. So
ghost shark is based on a real one, right? A real shark?
I don't know. but it's a fun game. It's easy. Any age really could play it. Hopefully your kid wouldn't get scared.
And Will, you were saying it's on the mobile?
Yep. Yeah. Android, iOS, Switch.
Yeah.
And who knows what else.
Yeah. But it's a fun, easy game. It's cool to put a laser eye shooty thing on a shark. It's freaking sharks with freaking laser beams.
freaking lasers.
Lasers. So it's fun. There's, I believe 5 or 6 different levels. The end you have to beat a Kraken. It's actually, that one's kind of hard. I haven't beat it yet. I almost, like, got it halfway down, but didn't beat it. Just kind of trying to unlock all of the sharks, which some of them are really hard to unlock.
Awesome.
It just seems like maybe something glitched and didn't let me unlock it as well.
It's kind of like an underwater maze where certain missions you gotta find, like,
certain achievement.
A fossil, coins.
Or all the coins.
Or you have to defeat this certain shark that has a different shark in the cage, and that's your new shark. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
But not too complex, I assume.
No. Just gotta survive, pretty much, and eat stuff.
This is one you can play on mobile without a controller.
No. Yep. So, Hungry Shark World, I highly recommend it. It's a pretty fun game. It's silly. I like it.
No hippos?
I have not seen any hippos. All right. So, yep, sorry, probably, feature creatures.
Hippos. Not related to Hungry Hungry Hippos, then.
No.
All right.
No hippos.
Hey, this is Feature Creatures. We're a podcast about cryptids and other monsters like Tengu,
Boromet, Kikiaon,
Owlman,
Bat Squatch,
Hippos, Organism 46B,
and more hippos.
We do talk a lot about hippos. You can find us on any podcatcher, iTunes, or Spotify. And remember, all you need to do to be a cryptozoologist is to say you're a cryptozoologist.
So,
what game you play,
Thales? What game you play?
I've been playing a little bit of Bennett Foddy Getting Over It, and honestly, like...
What? Wait, what?
Is that words?
Bennett Foddy Getting Over It. It's a...
Okay, that's the one where you're in a pot.
Yep, you're in a pot, and you got a hammer, and you're trying to get yourself over this tree to start over with, and then you're... then you're trying to get over an oar and a pipe. And then before you know it, you're climbing the mountain. But it's
like an action game.
No, it's more of like wanting to shoot yourself in the foot. I don't know why anyone would ever want to play this game.
It's a platformer, one of those platformers that's intentionally difficult.
Yeah, it's a rage game.
Yeah.
If you get over...
Are you recommending this or not recommending this? Because it's okay to not recommend this.
If you really
game.
Hate yourself and you really...
Play this game.
Or, you feel like you're just dead inside.
Kind of like bring Dark Souls.
Yeah, it'll bring the emotion right out.
I played 3 hours of Dark Souls because I didn't want to give myself, like, an actual, like, heart attack or, like, some kind of, like, stroke. Anyways,
it's, just impossibly hard, and they come up with these points that it can set you really far back. And, so hours of achievement just gone.
So you're a guy in a pot, and how do you move yourself?
You move the mouse. That's quite literally it. Okay. And as you move the mouse, it changes where your hammer is, and is most you can't get used to these controls. There's no getting used to it. And I don't care if I've seen people do speed runs on it. It's just not real. They're faking it for somehow.
TAS.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tool assisted speed runs.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't play that. I like it for some reason. I've been playing it still, so I must be.
Just kind of kill time to see how quick or good you can
get up there, and once you get past a certain checkpoint, you do get to a semi-safer area. It's not...
Checkpoints are good.
Mm-hmm. It's not like I want to be like that guy. That game was just... It sides like left and right and sheer memorization. This one, there is some kind of horrible skill to it.
Yeah. And there is an end to it?
I bet Simon would like this game.
And there is an Easter egg in it as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, which is...
an actual Easter egg?
Nah. It's an Easter egg throwback. Okay. But yeah, it's an actual Easter egg. It's been found.
What's the Easter egg?
You can see the original inspiration to the game if you go a wrong way. I don't want to give it away, but go around.
Come on, give it away.
Spoiler alert.
Alright, it's right out. If you, instead of going up the tower, you go back down and around, you can actually get dropped down into the spot and see the original cave guy that was playing this, and it was even worse controls. And it was one of those quick develop games.
Alright, so it's kind of a sequel of sorts.
Yeah, so this is kind of a sequel inspired by the sequel of torture. Yeah, sequel of torture. It quite literally play the self if you want to feel self-loathing and hate.
The genre started by Quap. I think.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
I think you're right. Yeah. Quap sounds about right.
Okay, so play, what is the name again?
Bennett Foddy, Getting Over It.
Usually just called Getting Over It.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that, now that you say that.
Yeah.
Play it if you want to torture yourself. Willie.
Yes?
What game you play?
I played a classic game on the Super Nintendo called Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island. I had to think a second.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it does have the most annoying sound effect.
That's why you just get really good at not fucking knocking Mario off of Yoshi.
So it's a classic Mario platformer, but instead of playing as Mario, you play as Yoshi, and you've got Baby Mario on your back. And you got to get Baby Mario to the end of the level where you pass it off to another Yoshi.
Yeah, that's I really like this one because it brought Yoshi in as different colors, and it just brought, like, it seemed like a good variety to a game to see Yoshi in, like, pink and yellow and brown and orange.
I've always loved the genre of Mario and Luigi. Yep. And
classic Mario Yoshi. Platforming.
Gotta love it. I mean, long as they don't screw it up, like, change it completely, I love that, trying the new game.
Yep, instead of, you know, being big, and you get hit once, and you get small, and then if you get hit again, you die. Instead, you get stars, and each star is a second where the baby can be off of you. Okay. And so if you get hit by an enemy, you don't die, but the baby gets knocked off, floats around in a bubble, and you've got a certain number of seconds to get the baby back.
Mm-hmm.
If you get down below 10 seconds, you can just hold on to them and your timer builds back up, so you can always have at least 10 seconds to get the baby back.
Nice. Yep.
There are some instant deaths in like lava and spikes and stuff, but most enemy
which
hits
makes sense.
Just baby knock the baby back. Off.
Yeah, and that's where the crying comes in.
Yep, whenever he gets knocked off you, he cries while he's floating around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I played this game at one of my friend's house when I was in... I think sixth grade, I'm thinking, and I didn't really like it. She was too far, so it was kind of hard, and, you know, I went back, and it was okay, but
it uses,
I would rather play it now.
It uses some of the classic Mario enemies, like there's some turtles and Boos, but there's also new enemies, like, spiny hedgehogs and gusties, and...
Nice.
The shy guys are in it a lot more.
Yeah, a lot of shy guys.
Those are becoming more and more of a favorite.
And there's one other major difference between this and most other Mario games is that you can throw your eggs, basically, like, shoot your eggs.
That's sweet.
You catch an enemy, you swallow it, and they turn into an egg, pop out Yoshi's butt. And then you got a button where you hold it down, and your target aim reticle moves up and down, and you can release it wherever you're aiming to throw an egg at an enemy.
Nice.
You can collect coins by hitting them with eggs. There's, like, clouds, like, question blocks that you can hit with eggs to...
Now, how long did it take before you had to, you could stop thinking about, and you just kind of timed it out on seconds?
You can use the shoulder button to stop it from moving.
Okay.
But I got good at it, so usually I just let go of it at the right time. But if you're running low on eggs and there's no enemies to eat, you can always stop the target, make sure you're aiming where you want to aim.
Yeah, so you don't waste an egg, because it sucks if you can't find the enemy.
Yep, there are certain times when you don't have time, like a guy with a 1-up will fly down and just float around for a second and then fly away.
Yeah.
So then you don't have very long, you gotta just aim and go for it.
Right.
Yep.
And, there's another difference between this and most Mario games. You get transformation blocks.
What's a transformation block?
Those are cool.
Yoshi can hit this block, and then the baby Mario floats in a bubble, and Yoshi will transform into, like, a digging mole machine, or a submarine, or a train that goes on these train tracks on the wall.
That has a big Yoshi nose.
Yep. And so it's, like, half Yoshi, half vehicle. And there's, like, different mechanics where you dig through dirt, or you go underwater, and you've got a certain number of seconds, and you have to either get to the block at the end, transform back into Yoshi, or you got to get to the next vehicle block so you can stay the vehicle for a few more seconds to get to the next one.
Can't Lil Mario, like, turn into a Super Lil Mario? And it's kind of the same thing where you're going to have to, like, pick up the star to, like,
yep, and it's like an Invincible Mario star where the little baby runs with a cape and he can run up walls
so
and on ceilings.
Little baby Mario invincible. Is adorable.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Yep, each stage has a score when you beat it. If you can finish it perfect and get 100, if you have 30 seconds on your Baby Mario timer, that's as full as you can get it. You get 10 points for each stage has 5 flowers. You get all 5 of those, and that gives you 50 points. And then each stage has 20 red coins, and you get 1 point for each of those.
This one sounds like people have speedrun certain levels and probably have...
Yep, and there's speedrunners, and there's you can go through and try and perfect each level and get all the flowers, all the coins, and beat it with a full timer. So there's lots of replay value, too. Find all the hidden items. Yeah,
it is pretty cool. I wouldn't mind playing it again after not playing it for a while. I've watched you play it, and pretty good at it. I always fucking lost Mario, so...
See, you're making the PC gamer here over, thinking about getting a console.
Yeah.
You should.
And did we talk about the art style? I don't think we have.
No. It's a cool art style as well.
It's 16-bit pixel art, but it's made to look like it's all crayon drawings.
Yeah. And I really like how, speaking on Mario and different, like, styles, like, the Yoshi's yarn looks like yarn, and I really like how they did that. I know another game for the future is way before.
This was the original one that kind of said, hey, we're going to do an art style, and so we're going to make it like
a little kid
drew some crayon art.
Yep.
There are cool, like, 3D effects, too. Like, sometimes a wall in the background will fall down. If you don't get out of the way, it'll smush you. But it's, like, cool 16-bit, kind of like Star Fox 3D.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's big nuts on a roll that they rotate and you fall off if you don't keep jumping while they're spinning.
Nice. So, it's how you're interacting with the environment in the game. It's just really nicely done.
For how old it is, it's still.
I think I have
up.
Seen this game before. I haven't. I have played it a little bit, but never really sat down and got it.
Yeah.
I think I like it even more than the first Super Mario World. I highly recommend Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now it's time for recommendations.
So, Will, what do you recommend?
I'm going to recommend a podcast called The Sporkful.
It's It's a pretty good one.
Yep.
It always makes me hungry when you listen to it.
Yep. It's by Dan Pashman. And he always says, it's not for foodies, it's for eaters.
Yep.
So, yeah, he talks about his love of food and his opinions on food. He'll sometimes have a guest on. Sometimes he'll tell a story.
Yeah. But I can relate. I love food. That's why I have food allergies now, because I like food.
Yeah, it's not a cooking show. It's not pretentious, you know, like this fancy Michelin star restaurant. He talks about like real food, real people.
Awesome. Like small mom and pop shops or just not even that.
Sometimes we'll talk about that. Sometimes we'll just, you know, talk to somebody about, he did an episode, had Bill Nye on recently, and they were talking about food science.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So he quite literally can talk about a tomato.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep, I think he has strong opinions on tomato. He likes them, but
I like raw tomatoes, but I don't want tomato soup or V8. Get that shit the fuck away from me. But I love like tomatoes, like real raw tomatoes. Anyways, yep. I have opinions on tomatoes as well.
Yep, if you're looking for an entertaining food podcast, you can't go wrong with a Sporkful.
Sporkful,
yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend?
I'm recommending a Rubik's. Rubik's puzzle that's kind of like the Rubik's Cube, but it's called Brain. Oh. It's seven or nine platters, and you have these pegs that go around. And you have to memorize how the lock, each platform shifts. And it's actually a game based not so much on trying to solve it, but just like the cube, speed. Yeah. And, I think it's a lot of fun to help work that mind, try to. So the mind, it's a fun to put on your desk and have people fiddle with. And
a physical puzzle game.
A physical puzzle game, yeah.
Cool. That's pretty neat. That would, you know, my recommendation would probably go with like puzzle games or whatever if you want to bring those along. But I'm gonna recommend like going camping or like getting outside, yeah, on this beer, you know, and game podcast to like take a step away, go enjoy some nature before our governments fucking destroy it.
Find some place where there are no ingress portals.
And create some. Yeah. Exactly. But go just get outside, enjoy the outside when it's nice, or if you like, you know, winter outside time. You're crazy, but just get outside in nature. Also, be respectful of nature. Don't fucking pollute. Don't, like, just throw trash wherever, you know, and pick some
up. Try to leave it nicer than you got there.
Because I know sometimes we've gone on walks and picked up trash as well.
Be like the Ghost Squad. Leave no trace.
Yes.
Except for the hundreds of bullet holes.
But go outside, enjoy some nature, go camping, day trip, nice park. Just get outside and enjoy nature before it's gone.
Fly a kite and solve a Rubik's Cube. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Get the fuck outside.
Damn it, I thought I was recording that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Thank
you for stopping by, guest host Dallas.
Thanks for having me.
Uh-huh. 2 weeks in a row.
You know, I'd never leave if you...
if we didn't be like, get the fuck out. No. Right.
Well, all right, the recording's off.
I don't think we've ever said that.
No.
So anyways, get a hold of us. Tell all your friends. Email us at grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com.
Leave a voice message. Maybe get
on
clipped
Anchor.
In. Yeah, yep. On Anchor. Yeah.
Click the link in the bottom. Leave us a message. We can play it on air if you want.
Yeah.
If you don't want us to, just say so in the voice message.
Yeah, we don't want to, like, overstep our bounds with anyone's, you know, recording. You can also support us on Patreon.
Right. Yep. They get extra stuff and content.
Yeah, you can pay some money and you get bonus episodes.
And don't you have shirts still?
Yeah, we have some shirts. Yes. Oh, if you support us $6 a month, you get a custom Grand Rapids Ingress shirt with the Calder from our logo mixed in the Enlightened Ingress logo.
Sweet.
You can also get a hold of us on Instagram at Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
On Twitter at Grand underscore video.
Yep. Will is very active over there. But on all of us are tweet, on tweet, Twitter. Tweet.
Yeah. On Reddit at something like that too.
Yeah. Simon's not here to confirm that.
Just post on Reddit about us. Tell everybody we're cool.
Right.
So yeah, and also, you know, if you have that Apple, go rate us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. Please.
Yeah, do that stuff. It helps.
Yeah, thanks for listening with your ear holes.
That sounds gross.
I know it does. It's funny.
Stick it in your ear hole.
Thanks Inadequacy for the music.
Oh yeah, great Inadequacy beats.
Yes.